Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. We got a full house here this evening. Keith Smith's going to step up, and then we'll talk NBA playoff basketball with Keith. George Kurtz kicks it with us. We'll talk NHL hockey, Major League Baseball, maybe a little NFL draft talk with Kurtz. Rick Saratella will definitely talk about the NFL draft. NFL Draft Bibles, Rick Saratella throws it down with us as well. This is the calm before the storm. The NBA play-in tournament set to begin in less than 24 hours at time. A lot of talk in the association right now is about the fallout from Frank Vogel and the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get into that as the Los Angeles Lakers are coming at Nick Nurse. They were also evidently looking at Quinn Snyder as well in Utah. And there's a lot of bad takes and delusional people in the basketball world right now. But let's talk about the teams you're going to be playing. So we're going to break that down with Keith. And we'll break it down throughout the evening. We'll get you caught up to date with all the latest point spreads. Major League Baseball. Baseball, big game tonight in the American League East between the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees. Toronto Blue Jays sending a message that they can win baseball games when they don't just score a million runs. They get it done this evening. They shut down the Bronx Bombers at... Listen, man, the Blue Jays have had a lot of success in the Bronx. They've now won 9 of their last 11 baseball games in New York against the Yankees. They're there for another 3. And all you really do, baseball teams and managers, it's a lot like gambling. Listen, if you win 2 or 3 all the time, you're doing pretty good. And it sounds easier said than done. Right, you win 2 or 3, you win 3 or 4, you split a series, you win a series, you win a series. Basically, it's all about winning a series and then moving on to the next series. So the Jays get off to a good start. And we've said this before, and we're going to say it again. These games count as much right now in April as they do in September. All right, they count the same in the standings. And listen, if you're a team that's been there and has done that before, there's no panic early in the season. But if you're a team like the Toronto Blue Jays that are trying to set the, you know, trying to set the table and set the tempo for the rest of the year, and there's a lot of hype about you, you want to live up to the hype. Otherwise, the pressure starts to build like it does on all athletes in Philadelphia. And I got to tell you, pretty much everything that I say sort of happens after the fact. We're talking about the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. I said, well, who's under more pressure? And my exact comments last night were, who's under more pressure? Who's more support? Who's more supportive? The fan base, right? The media, the fan base. And there's a hell of a lot more pressure on the Philadelphia 76ers. And we'll get into this. Doc Rivers is getting into it with the media already. And we haven't played a game yet. He's basically telling the media, I don't know, why don't you tell me what to do? You guys know everything. And I'm thinking, whoa, it's this hostile? It's this hostile? And we haven't even started yet? The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Are we having fun yet? It's the calm before the storm. The NBA playoffs are set to begin the play-in tournament, but everybody's talking about the Los Angeles Lakers right now. The Lakers looking at Nick Nurse. Yeah, good for them, as I've stated for years. I've been looking at Shakira for 10, 15 years right now, and I'm still not with her. So you can look at a lot of things. I've looked at Rolexes before. I don't own one. All right, I've looked at Lamborghinis before. I don't own one. There's a lot of things that I've looked at that I haven't gotten. And we'll add Nick Nurse to that category for the Los Angeles Lakers. But the countdown is on for the teams that are actually still playing right now, although we will talk a little Laker basketball this evening. And they are rightfully so getting shredded for the way that they've handled this Frank Vogel situation. And I don't know why they think that people are going to be lining up to take this job. And I don't really like any smart Laker fan, and I know that the Laker fan is a pretty smart fan base. Like, what coach can coach this team? And I know there's a report, oh, well, yeah, the Lakers are looking at Nick Nurse, but Nick Nurse has two more years left on his contract, so the Raptors would have to agree to let Nick Nurse go, and then there would have to be a trade. I've got a great idea for the Lakers. How about this? How about Nick Nurse and you trade Russell Westbrook for Nick Nurse and the Raptors throw in Scottie Barnes? I don't know. Maybe they should throw in Siakam as well. Maybe Van Fleet? Make it fair. I don't know. Isn't Horton Tucker the next Michael Jordan is what we heard for the last couple of years here? The trade, the Raptors would be compensated. Compensated with what? Like, seriously, compensated with what? Like, what could anything be compensated for? Like, and what coach? Pat Riley couldn't coach this team. Pat Riley. But it's not LeBron's fault. LeBron asked about the roster and moves that need to be made. He says, I have nothing to do with that. I have no input on roster moves. None whatsoever. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Rage. Point spreads, picks, props, and everything else in between. This is Sports Rage. Vet your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! It's a late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. San Diego leads San Francisco 3-2. Right now, the bottom of the seventh inning at Oracle. In the Bay, beautiful ballpark. Unfortunately, it's filled with jackass clowns behind home plate. And I'm getting bad flashbacks right now from last year in the playoffs. I don't know what it is. I'm a big fan of the city of San Francisco, even though I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a big fan of the city of San Francisco still. But there's something, I don't know what it is, about people that sit behind home plate and have a propensity and a need to wave at the camera. Like, you know what I mean? If you do it once, that's one too many times. But, like, constantly, I think you should be ejected from the ballpark. Or, at the very least, even better yet, I would tell these people, listen, you can stay and wave, but we're removing the netting from in front of you. So if a foul ball comes back here and you get your head split open, you know what I mean? Hopefully you're not waving at the time. Like, it's super annoying. Like, you know, like really, act like you've been there before. Nobody cares, all right? Nobody cares. Like, there's these two clowns that keep, like, waving at the camera every 2 seconds, man. And the camera's got to cut away. What are you, a 12-year-old at Monday Night Raw? I don't know, with your sign? Like, if I was security, I'd be like, you know, that'd be like the number one thing. I don't care about your language. Like, well, what about the children? Well, whatever. Your kid's in a baseball stadium at 9 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? Whatever. I'm not a, you know what I mean? As long as it's not like super abusive towards the players, but that's my deal. That's like my number one thing. I saw the story. I heard the story the other day. Somebody, a man was arrested for pleasuring himself on an airplane. Man arrested, but I guess he was doing it like the whole time. He was doing it the whole time on the flight, I guess. And I think it's like a federal offense. And I was wondering about that. I'm like, it's offensive, but is it really a federal offense? It's offensive. Yeah. Be like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. Like, I'd almost rather have that dude behind home plate than, like, these people waving. Like, I'm telling you, like, it burns me. Like, it's like, God, I want to see these people get hit with a foul ball somehow. Like, you know, I've never snitched on anybody before for anything. But I know at these stadiums, you know what I mean? They've got like the snitch hotline and stuff, right? The text, so you know what I mean? So you can't, so the mob won't beat you up for being like a snitch. I would definitely snitch people out. I'd be like, hey, these jackasses behind home plate are embarrassing the city of San Francisco right now. If you remember last year too, there was some dude with his girlfriend there. I don't know if it was his girlfriend, if, you know, he paid for the company. But he was like the king of all jackasses, and they moved him. It was so bad, like security actually moved him, but then he still was like popping his big fat head in the screen somehow. Like, it's to the point where, like, seriously, I want like a tinted window, like a limo, so I don't have to see these people. Like, if I was a player, I would actually like throw a pitch at him just to waste a pitch to scare the hell out of them. I feel zero sympathy for these people. It's like people are like, so I noticed this the other day. It was at a Raptor game, actually, the other night. And I'm a diehard Raptor fan, but I miss the days when there used to be real Raptor fans in the building as opposed to, you know, future Maxim CoverGirl model wannabes. And, like, the Raptor games, it's just, like, all courtside. It's just, like, nothing but people, like, staring at their cell phones and taking selfies and the whole time. And I'm just thinking, you know, one of you are going to get hit in the face with a basketball, right? Like, these passes come in pretty hot, all right, just to let you know. And if you recall, it happened last year. A lady got tagged pretty good. She wasn't paying attention at a basketball game. Baseball, you'll get killed if you're not paying attention. Like, you sit above the dugout or something, there's certain spots, you'll get, you know what I mean? It's not good. But I'll move on from this. I just really hate people that wave into the camera. Listen, if you want to do it once, hey, you know what I mean? And, you know, have a cool arrival, sort of sit down and, yo, what's up, everybody? I'm here. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with making an entrance. Making an entrance is fine. But once your ass is sat down, like I said, make a grand entrance, walking down, let it be known, hey, you know what I mean? You can see, hey, look, I'm sitting down in my hot seat with my hot girlfriend. But once you sit down, if you wave once, you're gone. You're gone. I'll kick you out of the stadium. You're done. One wave. You get one wave, buddy. You do it again, I swear. You do it two times, you're done. You're done. I wouldn't even kick him out. I'll just put him in the last row, like above, so like he'll never be on TV again. Now, this isn't annoying. This is, all right, no, great catch. Just because it is a thing right now. Just because your fans are so annoying behind home plate, I don't want San Francisco to win this game. And it was just a great catch. A lot of great defensive plays in this game right now. Yeah, so evidently, as I stated, don't pleasure yourself on a plane. It is, I think it's a federal offense. So it's one of those deals. Come on, is this a federal offense? Yes. Yes. It actually, I guess it is. I think basically anything's a federal offense on a plane. You know what's more impressive about this? The fact that the guy was 76 years old. Except, I don't want to stay on this subject for too long. It seems like it's an epidemic, actually. There's multiple stories. 76-year-old man exposes himself and pleasures himself besides woman on flight to Boston. Here's another dude that was going to Phoenix. Yeah, this guy. So there was a guy. He must have got the idea from the other guy. Like, what's wrong with these people? So this other guy did it four times. He did it four times, federal charge. Now, the 76-year-old, I guess he figured, hey, I'm 76. I don't really care, but as crude and as disgusting as these people are, I find them less annoying. Less annoying than people that wave into the camera sitting behind home plate. I stand by that take. It's one of the disturbing things of the New York subway system, actually. No other city really has that. It's sort of common. It's kind of common, like, on the New York City subway. You just sort of got to, like, oh, God, you know what I mean? You can go to the other side of the train type thing. And people are getting pretty crazy on planes. All right, so speaking of crazy, Philadelphia will make you crazy, and I like it. I want to get into Doc Rivers' meltdown, but here's this the dude on the Philadelphia Phillies tonight, Alec Baum. Alec Baum had like he had like three errors. All right, so he had a bunch of errors in the game, and there's a reason why smart baseball players. That's another thing I find annoying. I hate when NBA players after the game when they all cover their mouth and stuff with towels when they talk to each other, but I understand why they do it because people are good at reading lips. And so the dude on the Phillies tonight told one of his teammates, looked over at him when he was getting booed, and he said, I effing hate this place.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Though his look on his face, he goes, I effing hate this place. And what did I talk about last night on the show? This is why the Raptors are going to beat the Sixers as well. The Philadelphia, air quote, fans, they're going to turn on everybody. Doc Rivers is already ready to punch someone in the face, too. I love it. Pressure's on, Doc. Pressure's on. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
I am the chimpanzee. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. All right, we're all fired up. It's the calm before the storm, man. And once it starts tomorrow, there's no turning back. All right, we got two NBA games tomorrow, two NBA games on Wednesday. And basically, we're locked and loaded. Although, another thing I wanted to get to. Another thing I wanted to get to was when the hell are they going to announce like the schedule for this stuff? It's like, well, we'll announce it as the play-in plays out. Why? Why not just say, well, this game, the play-in winner will play this team then? Like, seriously. Like, you know, you announce one game of a series? I've never seen this before. I've never seen the league do this before. I get it. Like, okay, you know what I mean? This is the first game last night and stuff, but in the morning we'll have a schedule for everybody. People have to travel. right? I'm trying to make plans. I want to see some of these games. When are you going to announce this? What on, you know, so what? You're going to say, you're going to tell people on Saturday? Oh, yeah, so game two. So have you already told the teams, or you just make it up as you go? Like, why is it so difficult to make a schedule in the NBA? Your schedule sucks in the regular season. You rip fans off all the time. Right, like, and Silver comes out, and I like Adam Silver, but bro, you come out and say, "Oh, well, it's unacceptable." Well, how about you stop making like them play five games in 8 days and stuff? It's stupid, right? The schedule blows, and now we're in the playoffs, and you can't even put a schedule together. How hard is this? Go back to that couple in Vermont. They used to do schedules for everything. It's like baseball. Like the baseball schedule is all stupid now too, and. It's because it's like a computer algorithm or whatever. There used to be a couple in Vermont that did it. I think it was Bob and his girlfriend. Where is Bob in Vermont anyways? It was 3-2 in his baseball game. We've got the under 8.5 here. We've got the under 8.5 in the San Diego game. And the Halos. Took on the Marlins this evening. And we were on the Angels tonight. I think it's, listen, it's never too early to do a little mini market watch. I think we'll step up a little mini market watch a little bit later on. The market watch is, you will basically see baseball with, you know what I mean? That's the one thing with baseball, right? Yeah, you can talk about run lines, but when you're talking about just money lines, the numbers speak for themselves. The numbers speak for themselves, and there's already a couple of teams that are putting serious money in their backers' pockets, and there's a couple of teams that are costing their backers' money. But we gave you two picks on the way out of Game Time Decisions tonight. The Angels, thought it was a short price. And I love that when people said to me, everyone said on Game Time Decisions to me, oh, well, Mike Trout's out. Yeah, and? And? Like, telling me that Mike Trout is out for the Angels is like me telling you, hey, I'm going to see Megadeth and Slayer play. You know it's going to be loud. Yeah, I know it's going to be loud. Thanks, jackass. When is Mike Trout not out for the Angels? When is Mike Trout not out? Like, oh, well, you know what? He's played like 800 games in a row, Mike Trout. They're not going to be used to playing without him. Like, come on, man. We're four games in. What was the reasoning tonight? Was it food poisoning or he had a stomach ache or something? A stomach ache. Little Mikey had a stomach ache. Hey, take some Flintstones vitamins and suck it up. I'm tired of hearing about this guy being the greatest this and the greatest that. Yeah, whatever, man. You know what? I'm the greatest boxer ever. I'm the best boxer in the world. Look at my war. I'm undefeated. I don't box. You know what? I'm not healthy. My stomach hurts. I drank too many White Claws. Oh, he's the best. Yeah, to be the best, it's like John Jones. Mike Trout is John Jones without the coke and without beating people up and everything else. Bad analogy. No, and actually, they're the same in a sense. It's like John Jones. You're not the greatest. You could have been the greatest. You would have been the greatest, right? Like, if you want to say, who's the best UFC fighter of all time? John Jones, right? It's like, yeah, John Jones, the best fighter of all time. Right? He never lost, right? The Matt Hamill thing, no, that wasn't a loss, right? So, you didn't lose. But the thing is, you can't call someone the greatest that doesn't fight enough. He's, you know what I mean? He's protected it. Like, John Jones has, like, a no-hitter that went seven innings only. Do you want to count it? You know what? I don't know. Let's go. Let's see you fight more. Like, if you fight once every 3 years, of course you're going to be refreshed. You know what I'm saying? The old guys used to fight every 3-4 months. Boom, 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 boom. Anyways, all this to say, I'm glad the Angels won tonight. Somehow I turned my winning bet into a little rage. But the war. Oh, the war. Whatever, man. War, what is it good for? I think I feel the same way about real war as I do the baseball war. I see that, like, Aaron Judge has this great war. I don't know, what have the Yankees ever done? Oh, it's a team sport, this and that. It's funny how guys that are hurt all the time have these great wars. I'm serious, too. Look at who's the best war in the league? Mike Trout. Who's the second best war in the league the last, like, 3-4 years? Buxton. Guy's always hurt as well. Aaron Judge is, like, third or fourth. Hurt all the time. Yeah, but they're so critical and they're so important. And obviously, listen, Mike Trout's an amazing baseball player. But I've been on top of this for years because he's been hurt. He's always hurt, this guy. So, you know, I've gone over the numbers. Like I said, it's not a new take for me, right? I've been doing this take for 5 years or 7 years or whatever the hell, 10 years. How long has this guy been around? like since day ever. It's, if you look at the record of the Angels with Mike Trout and you look at the record with the Angels without Mike Trout, it's the exact same. Like, there's really, he has a minimal impact, to be honest, which is kind of weird. I don't know. There's some guys that are just like that, right? There's some guys that are just like that. And I'm not calling them out. Like, Connor McDavid is like that to me. Like, Connor McDavid, you watch him play, you're like, damn, this guy's good. You're like, wow. It's like, yeah, man, this guy's good. It's like, well, how come he never wins anything? And it's like, well, it's because of his goalie all the time. Well, you know, a lot of guys, like Sidney Crosby, didn't always have great people around him. Tom Brady didn't have great people. Like, the great ones win. You know what I'm saying? Wayne Gretzky, right? You know what I mean? Like, Wayne Gretzky did have great ones around him, actually. It's a bad analogy. You got Mark Messier and Yari Curry and company. You were doing pretty good. But actually, you know what? My uncle was on that team, and he wasn't great, all right? So, but you know what I'm saying? I get it. Baseball, you know, you can't attack a player, a great baseball player. But at the same point in time, there's something to be said. I've always thought this. So, long story short here, I didn't care that Mike Trout was out tonight. Right? To me, I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. The Angels, it's a short price. The Marlins blow. All right, that's the one thing with baseball. It won't always work out for you on a daily basis, but go with the flow and just don't overthink things. Like, I just sort of go with what I think is logical. And to me, it was just sort of logical. It was like, listen, man, I'm laying minus 120. Ooh, but Trout is out. All right, you know, okay. He's out. Good. I'm aware. And this game, too, man, San Diego can pitch, man. Yeah, we all sort of knew coming into the year, San Diego can pitch. San Francisco are grinders as well. I thought this game would be an under. I tell you what, though, it's been a fun start to baseball. There's been a lot of crazy, like, just sort of weird things have happened already. Today, a position player actually pitched. It was a rout. So Tampa were losing 9-1. They're getting drilled by Oakland. Kevin Cash didn't want to waste his bullpen. So he sent outfielder Brett Phillips to pitch the eighth. the eighth inning. But then, you know, he gave up a home run, but then things got a little bit worse. He threw a 43-mile-an-hour pitch. He got smoked. He gave up a grand slam. And he was smiling and laughing about it and stuff. And I gotta say, I saw that too, and I got to be honest, I saw the highlight, and I didn't know it was a position player. Like, I had the sound down, so I sort of saw the highlight, and I actually thought to myself, I was like, man, times have really changed, man. This guy just gave up a grand slam, and he's smiling. Right? Like, it actually crossed my mind. I was thinking, I don't know what the hell you're smiling about, buddy. You guys are getting killed here, all right? You just gave up a grand slam. I don't know what you're smiling about. And, because he's a position player. But I got to tell you what, I still wouldn't be smiling. I still wouldn't be smiling. If I'm an outfielder and you call me in and I give up a bunch of home runs and I give up a grand slam, I'm not going to start laughing about it after. I'm going to do what every other pitcher would do. I'm hitting somebody. I'm plunking someone. That'll be funny. Then I'd joke about that. I wouldn't hit him hard. I'd have some fun with that. I'd sort of soft plunk someone like 50 miles an hour. Say, oh, come on, man. Hey, come on, man. And,
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Speaking of which, you see the guy in the A's today. Guy stuck his ass out. And like a big, like he twerked his way to hit by pitch.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're breaking it down. Sirius XM channel 159. I'm on your 1090 ESPN radio, the 50,000 watt juggernaut, the loudest station in the nation. Countdown to the NBA playoffs officially has begun. Let's bring in a man we've been talking NBA basketball with all season long. Keith Smith steps up and in at the Celtics blog, at Front Office Show, at the Spot Rack. Always a pleasure, Keith. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So, Keith, the countdown is on right now. And as you and I discussed when we were talking about the seeding in the Eastern Conference, pretty much, you know, it played out the way that you and I thought it would. Higher wasn't necessarily better. The Boston Celtics end up getting the second seed and could potentially end up getting the Brooklyn Nets when it's all said and done. But at the same point in time, if any professional athlete or any team is worried about who they're going to play, they've already been defeated. So I think it's more fodder for people like you or me than it is, you know, for the Celtic players. But nevertheless, let's just be real. I mean, the Nets is a tougher matchup than the Chicago Bulls are.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely are, but you're absolutely right. The Celtics have no fear at all of playing the Nets. They for a while now, basically, anytime they've been asked about seeding, have said, look, we're worried about ourselves. We're going to play this out. We're going to do the best. We want to be as healthy as we can be and playing the best basketball we can. So they have no fear of going up against anybody. And I think it's for the reasons you said, is they believe if they play their game, they can beat anybody they're going to go up against. It doesn't really matter.
So as far as Robert Williams is concerned, obviously his absence is a key defensively. It seems like they're cautiously optimistic. He's begun ramping up two-a-day workouts right now. They're not ruling him out, but, quote, they don't anticipate having him. How do you read between the lines with this stuff?
Yeah, it's a little – normally when you have a situation like this, a guy has a surgery, you don't hear from them until they're getting close to returning. We heard from Robert Williams the day after. The team had him do a media session, and he basically came out and said, yeah, I feel great already. My knee already feels better.
This guy's hardcore.
Yeah, he really is. You know, there's a lot of we're back to, you know, working already and doing those kind of things. Now, the two-a-day stuff I think is getting a little blown out, because that could mean he's stretching once in the morning and doing some stretching in the afternoon. And, you know, that's where it is. So we'll see where that ultimately goes. But they're being very riding the line of 4 to 6 weeks. But anytime Ime Udoka or Brad Stevens talks, they do mention, but sometimes guys come back earlier. So we're all kind of wondering, like, is this going to be one of those situations where Williams returns earlier than expected?
There's been talk about can Jared Allen be back earlier than expected as well. So how do you think this is going to play out? Everybody, you know, has Brooklyn penciled in, taking on Cleveland. The point spread is eight and a half currently right now. How do you see the play-in game playing out, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the Cavs have their work cut out for them. They're unfortunately, with the injuries, they stumbled and slipped down the standings quite a bit. And they had a really good shot to beat the Nets the other day. And just even though they were up at the end of the third quarter, couldn't quite get it across the finish line. And that's going to be tough anytime you're going up against a Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving team in a single elimination or pseudo single elimination scenario. It's going to be really hard to beat them. But the Nets don't play any defense. So the way they kind of are content to play these up and down games, the Cavs have a chance because of that. I think it's going to come down to if Cleveland can really control things inside, whether or not Jared Allen plays or not. But if they can get their work, if they can get it played a little bit more at their pace, I think they have a good chance. But if it gets into one of these, 125 to 120 games, they're not going to beat Cleveland playing that way.
I agree with you. I think they hang around. I think they can hang around in this game, but it's just ultimately it's so tough to beat Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in a one-game setting like this. But it would set up the drama, right, as far as Kyrie in Boston is concerned after, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that I don't know how many people are really looking forward to on any side, because I think at this point it's pretty to be just about basketball. But, from a standpoint of, hey, if you want the most drama possible, this is a matchup.
Well, the fans are going to have their villain, bro, in the building. We'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they absolutely will.
But it might motivate them, Keith, sometimes. It goes both ways, as you stated, man. Like if you're the Celtic players, you're almost like, bro, I don't care about this. I don't want this in my life. And, people chanting him and mocking him, he starts going off, bro. I mean, players, some guys feed off of that.
Yeah, it does go that way sometimes. Now, these two franchises, too, even beyond Kyrie Irving, they're linked because of that trade that they made when the Nets gave up all those picks to get Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce at the end of their careers. So
yep.
There's a lot of history between these two franchises, and there's a lot of people who are they're looking at last year only kind of sort of gave us the story a little bit. Let's see where it goes if they meet with the two teams that are a lot more healthy.
Now, I was thinking the same thing as far as players not liking something that they can't control, and that's the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, I know what Shaq says doesn't have an impact on what's going to happen on the court, but same thing. Like, if you're the Philadelphia 76ers, you know how good the Raptors are. You played them four times this year. You lost three of those times. Two at a time since you've got Harden on the team. And hell, the other night, Keith, the Raptors beat them without Van Fleet and without OG in the lineup, and they still beat them rather convincingly. The final score really wasn't, the game wasn't as close as the final score. And then you got Shaq saying, write it down. Sixers are going to sweep the Raptors. I don't think the Raptors would care if you or I said something about them, but don't tell me they didn't see this and hear about Shaq throwing them under the bus. And if I'm Doc Rivers and if I'm the Sixers, I'm thinking, oh man, just great. Like, the last thing we need is to motivate the Raptors even more now.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who thinks Nick Nurse isn't splicing together clips of people picking against Toronto to show them this week leading up to that series is crazy. Of course he is. Every coach does those kind of things. So, yeah, and that, to me, is going a bridge too far. Even if you think Philadelphia is going to win, I'm not even convinced of that. I'm, deep in a prep on the series we know right now, and I'm not entirely sure which way I'm leaning yet, but they're not going to sweep them. Toronto's too tough. They're going to throw too many defensive looks at Philadelphia that they're not going to be ready for, because, quite frankly, Toronto probably isn't even ready for them yet either. But 5 days from now, they will be. Nick Nurse is going to have some stuff put together that the Raptors haven't run, so Philly's never seen it, and then they're going to throw it out there, and all of a sudden, wait, what are we doing with this? And the reality remains, not having Matisse Thybulle is not – it's not a killer type thing, but it's just one more thing you have to deal with. It's going to mean another guy's going to have to play some more extra minutes, and that's big for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth.
Not to mention, it's sort of been hit or miss with Harden, right? It's not easy. It's not easy to find that chemistry mid-season like this. And I thought that Embiid did a great job, basically with a new guy just sort of coming in here. Now, listen, it was better than not having anything with Ben Simmons not playing. But to me, the jury is still out on this combo right now.
No, it absolutely is. And James Harden has not played to the level that people expect him to play at. And that's going back.
Maxie's been better, bro, to be honest. Maxie's been better.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Harden does a lot more of the playmaking burden, where Maxie is primarily a scoring guy. But it hasn't been what they expected. And that's been tough. And initially it was, he's still working through the hamstring. It's probably going to be till he has an off season. And then Doc Rivers came out the other day and said, hamstring's not a thing. He's ready to go. Let's go. And that may just be, I want to remove this as a conversation point or whatever. The reality is, Joel Embiid's going to be good. We know this. But can Joel Embiid play 40, 45 minutes per game? Because every time he sits, it's a disaster. And the sneaky thing that goes overlooked, and you're absolutely right, Harden over the zero you're getting from Simmons is better. But they also lost Seth Curry in that deal and Andre Drummond. So they lost their best shooter and a guy who had been giving them good quality minutes behind Joel Embiid. And those are the things you're missing, and that's what's making it really hard on Philly right now.
I think Nick Nurse, as you mentioned, one of the better coaches in the NBA as well. I think he's going to try to get Embiid in foul trouble. Right, as you stated, he's going to be on the court a lot to begin with. He's going to have to carry this team. And I think they're going to look to attack. Pascal Siakam has had an awesome second half of the season. Like, you know, just 30-plus. But I get it. Yeah. He does have something to prove in the playoffs here. And this is big for his legacy right now. He plays well in this series. He leads the Raptors to a series victory over the Sixers. He gets a lot of that respect back that he lost with his last playoff performance against the Celtics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's a guy who really struggled in that first playoff series where it was, all right, we kind of need you to be the guy now. And he just wasn't able to do that then. Now he's come back a much better player this year. He's been, as you said, he's been great, great all around. And I will say this. A lot of people are going to, who's going to guard Embiid for Toronto? Well, the answer is going to be probably two guys on most possessions. They'll run two guys at him. They'll do all sorts of stuff. But what I counter it with is when Toronto goes small, who's Embiid going to guard? I know he's had some success against Siakam at times, but Nick Nurse is going to go to that small lineup more and more. They're going to make Embiid play outside and move his feet and do all those things. And those are generally either, as you said, he'll get him in foul trouble or you're going to wear him down. And then it's all about, is he going to have enough left to close games? And probably what's going to feature a bunch of close games in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Keith Smith was just for a couple of more moments. Keith, should be a really fun game between the Clippers and the T-Wolves in Minneapolis on Tuesday night. The T-Wolves are 3-point favorites over the Clippers. What's your take on this game? Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, this one's probably the best of the play-in bunch because these two teams are both pretty good. And the Clippers are it gets overused saying they're the team nobody wants to see in the postseason. By the time we get to these games starting, we'll have 15 teams with that label on them. But I think the Clippers might be for real with that because they're finally getting healthy. There's no signs that Kawhi Leonard's going to play in the playoffs, let alone in this play-in game. But Paul George is back. Norman Powell's back. They're deep. They can play big. They can play small, they can play inside, they can play outside. So they're going to be tough. But if Karl Anthony Towns is this guy that we think he is now, of, hey, he's almost an all-NBA guy, maybe will be an all-NBA center, he has an opportunity to come out and really put his stamp on this game and put his team into the postseason. I will say one other thing, quick soapbox moment. They finished 4 games ahead of the Clippers, and then they're double-digit games ahead of the other two teams in the play-in. They need to bring back the games back qualifier because the Timberwolves should not have to be playing their way to anything. They've already done their work. They should have a playoff spot locked up.
Well said from Keith. Keith, we got a minute left. Hornets and Hawks. That's a fun game, this game. It's going to be a fun one. Atlanta Hawks are 5-point favorites on Wednesday night. And Popovich and the Spurs crash the party, take on the Pelicans. What are your quick thoughts on Wednesday's games?
Yeah, I think Hawks-Hornets is going to be up and down. It'll probably be pretty high scoring. Either one of those teams plays very good defense. But I'm not picking against Trae Young in a single-game elimination type scenario, especially when he has a home court advantage. So I'll go with the Hawks in that one. And then in the other one, I just think the Spurs did what they had to do. They kept the Lakers out. They got there. I think for them, this is we did what was expected of us, or maybe even what wasn't expected, but we did our job. I think the Pelicans are really trying to use this as a launching point into next year. So I think the Pelicans will get that win, but I don't give either one of those teams much of a chance against whoever loses out of Timberwolves Clippers in that final game for the 8th seed.
I agree with you. I think both the Clippers and the T-Wolves will end up surviving. Keith, it's always a pleasure, my man. Great insight as always. We'll catch up with you down the road. Enjoy the playoffs. Let's do this thing, man. Always a pleasure, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. All right, San Diego's still winning right now. It's 3-2 in the ninth, and the fans aren't waving anymore. I like it. Good. Good. All right, countdown is on. We're getting all fired up for the NBA playoffs. And we should note Shaquille O'Neal, for the record. Shaq caused a lot of waves last night by dismissing the Toronto Raptors and saying the Philadelphia 76ers are going to sweep them. He has rescinded his comments. He rescinded, and he said, forget I said that. Scratch it from the record. He said, forget. So I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to give him credit for bailing out now. And like I said, I think it just sort of came out, and he sort of, I don't know, and he realized after. Because Shaq wouldn't bow down to people, like, ripping him and stuff. Like, I don't think Shaq cares that a bunch of Raptor fans are going after him. Right, so I really don't think he cares about that. So I think he just sort of threw it out there and then realized after, yeah, you know what, that was kind of a dumb thing to say. So I'll give him credit. Shout out to our boy Crash in Los Angeles. What's up, Crash? Arenado in Ontario. Lisa in Norman, Oklahoma. The full house here tonight. King Ganja in Texas. See, we've got Mike in Tampa. We got people from all over the place. Tuning in this evening. George Kurtz will join us from Long Island in a couple of moments. I look forward to talking some baseball with Kurtz. A lot of stuff to get to, but look, we'll get into tomorrow night's games. But just as far as I want to get to the Doc Rivers stuff that he got into with the media, and it's funny because a Philadelphia Philly player tonight said on the field, and the people read his lips saying, I effing hate this place, talking about Philadelphia as he was getting booed. And I think there's something to be said about this. And, yeah, Joel Embiid this, Joel Embiid that. When the Raptors won the title a couple of years ago, one of the reasons why they won and they beat the Bucks, it was because of Ibaka and Gasol and Nick Nurse's assault on Giannis. And he's going to come up with a similar game plan with different pieces, but it'll work again. Bring it.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.